Welcome to Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Catapult Shots. My name is Matt, and as always, we're going to talk real quick about a few things. This week, it's going to be a little different. We spent this last weekend at Indie PopCon and ran into some people from the Franklin Art Craft Theater, which we're huge fans of, huge. And so we took the time to interview them. You're going to hear that interview in just a second, but before you do, it's only a couple minutes long, but before you do, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things that I may or may not have hit in the interview. First and foremost, Franklin Art Craft Theater is phenomenal. It's this beautiful old style from built in the 20s, like you'll hear Dave say here in a little bit. It's gorgeous. The people there are great. I highly recommend it if you are in the greater Indianapolis area. If you are in southern Indiana, you can make it. It's more than worth the time and effort to get to the Franklin Art Craft Theater. I personally think that it is reminiscent of the way that things should have been and probably were. And it's all the great things about history without the crappy, all the crappy biases and bigotry that was in the 20s and 30s getting in the way. So you get to enjoy something in its purest form with a modern sensibility, and they show some of the greatest movies out there. Not everyone's going to be my favorite or your favorite, I'm sure, but there are a lot of really, really good movies that they show there. If you have a chance to come out, we'd be happy to hear about it. And just send us an email at nerdsdomain@gmail.com. And you can always find us on Facebook or Twitter at nerdsdomain. Don't forget to check out our website. Right now it's just a landing page on the Southgate Media site. But it shows the four podcasts, and it'll take you right to their Libsyn pages. And just as a reminder, it is the Nerds Domain podcast. The Nerds Domain presents Masks of Nyarlathotep is our Call of Cthulhu actual play. GoFund This is our Kickstarter kind of thing where we go and talk to Kickstarter producers. And then There Are Four Lights is our Star Trek podcast. So definitely check all those out. I'm going to let you get into the interview. And then at the end, you know, we're going to cut in and I will do a little bit of exit. But check out the Franklin Art Craft Theater. The website is mentioned. I'll put it in the show notes. And we will talk to you guys real soon. Hey everybody, it's Matt. I'm here live at Indie PopCon, and I am here with
Dave Windisch.
Hey, and Dave is from the Art Craft Theater in Franklin, Indiana. The Art Craft is fantastic. Dave, tell us a little bit about the Art Craft and kind of how that works. What else going on there?
The Art Craft Theater is a single screen movie theater built in 1922 that we have been rehabbing and restoring since we purchased it in 2004. We being Franklin Heritage Incorporated. We do classic movies, anything 10 years old and older, all the way back to the beginning of time if there were film that made it. Our schedule includes everything from Singing in the Rain and Iron Giant, Big Lebowski, Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story. Anything that's considered a classic to us is what we put on our screen.
Yeah, and so Shirley and I went and saw your horror sci-fi night and saw a bunch of great movies. Planet of the Apes on the big screen was phenomenal. We went and saw Lawrence Arabia, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. But you guys have some great movies coming up in the next, I'd say, couple months.
We always have great movies coming up, but a couple of the highlights we have coming up, I would say Singing in the Rain is always one that's beautiful to see on a big screen, especially since we show our stuff on 35mm as often as we possibly can. You also don't want to miss 12 Angry Men. We have a film festival that he just mentioned coming up, and this one is all about 80s movies. It's called Retro Rewind Weekend. It starts with Tom Hanks in Big, then we get Raising Arizona, Adventures in Babysitting, Stand By Me, Karate Kid, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's all in one single weekend. Outside of that, you can't miss Hitchcock's North by Northwest, Mary Poppins, and at Halloween, we've got everything from Arsenic and Old Lace, Halloween itself, and then Christmas movies on after that.
So one of the great things about especially the festival weekends is you guys are cheap.
Like, it's $5 to get in the door. You get to see the movie. Your popcorn and drinks and stuff are relatively inexpensive. You're not paying your regular movie theater prices. You're paying something way more reasonable. So you can get into the Retro Rewind Festival for $5 less than you would normally pay for those six movies.
Right. Yeah, like the festivals, it's $25 to come, but it's six movies. Normally, our ticket prices are $5 for individual movies, but if you buy a weekend pass, you basically buy five, you get one free, which is a pretty good deal. I've paid $20 for a single movie before at some houses, so $25 is pretty good to come and catch six. But our normal movie prices are $5 for adults, $4 for anyone 55 and older, military and college students, and $3 for anybody 12 and under.
And I think one of the great things about the Franklin Art House is it was built in the 20s downtown Franklin. Mm-hmm. And downtown Franklin has put in a bunch of great restaurants and other stuff to kind of entertain down there as well. So you guys are really poised for the for your patrons to enjoy that as well.
Yeah, if you come and park right by the theater or anywhere, wherever you can find parking, there are so many restaurants and bars right by our place. If you don't know what to pick, we can obviously direct you. If you want barbecue, if you want pizza, if you want a nice sandwich, if you want diner food, if you want dive bar food, we've got it all in Franklin, and it's all delicious and wonderful, and it's all walkable from anywhere around our theater.
Yeah, and so Franklin's about 20 minutes from downtown Indianapolis, not very far. We've seen tons of movies there. It's always a great time. Always, usually a cartoon short before the movie.
Always.
So definitely something to check out. What's the address?
57 North Main Street, Franklin, Indiana. The phone number is 736-6823. And you can also find us on the web, of course, because that is always perfect. HistoricArtCraftTheater.org. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
So I definitely recommend coming to this. They've got a couple of vaudeville. They've got a vaudeville show and then a radio play group coming out as well. All of it's going to be available on the website to keep you guys updated. But I love the art craft. This was an interview that we were going to do a couple weeks ago when we were there for the Operation Dunkirk. But that place was a little too packed. It was busy. So definitely check it out. And hopefully we'll see you guys down there soon.
Hey, so that was the interview we had with Dave there on site. I apologize. There was a little bit of popping and hissing and such, and there's a lot of background noise, but that's how conventions go. This is the beginning of our IndiePopCon 2017 coverage. It was this past weekend, and you're going to hear several episodes from us, hopefully, or one episode with a bunch of interviews. It was a fantastic time. We always encourage our fans to come out, and if you have a chance, you should definitely check it out next year. I believe they announced dates as early June at the end of the con. I didn't have a pen or paper handy when they announced them, but you'll see those announced over time, and we'll make sure we get those on our podcast and so on and so forth. Either way, it's been great, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
This has been Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.